Hi guys! Now for this module, I've chosen a show and I'm going to show you five clips which I think are important for you to see because it actually features me interacting with an audience, and this is in an auditorium setting. So it's not your standard hotel ballroom, and also it features two MCs introducing me because I'm doing a performance for this client. Now, this event was for an insurance company and they wanted to motivate their sales force. Also, potential new salespeople had been invited to the event in the hope that they would want to become reps for Altitude Alliance as well. Now, I want you to notice the two MCs who introduced me. They are script readers. As such, it's very difficult to connect with the audience, have enthusiasm and energy. And guys, actually anyone can do this kind of job. This is what is called talking head. And unfortunately, this is one of the reasons many people feel that just anyone can be an MC. So even when you do have to read a script, I want you to make sure that you read through the script many, many, many times and really know what you're saying so you can break away from the script and connect with the audience. If you want to stand out from the competition, as an MC, you are going to have to deliver a multi-layered, multifaceted, nuanced performance. What you don't want to be is a one-dimensional screamer, nor a boring talking head. So now let's take a look at clip number one.
We should not forget to stop for a second and smell the roses.
What is life when it's all about work and no play? At Altitude Alliance, we understand the meaning of working hard and playing just as hard.
Our next segment showcases a very talented lady with origins from our Angmoh counterparts in Down Under, Australia.
Here to entertain us is a lady who has performed in more than 20 countries all over the world. She performs, sings, entertains, and hosts for various big corporations. Her specialty is in the entertainment industry, no doubt.
Now let's give it up for the sexy, the beautiful, and the talented Donna Daniels to sing to the tunes of One Morning Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, she has hosted her own TV specials. She has done recordings. Can't wait. A versatile lady that is able to sing Cantonese, Hokkien, Mandarin, Indonesian, and Japanese, just to name a few. She has performed in 20 countries, such like Europe, Australia, Middle East, and many parts of Asia. Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Daniels!
Now you probably noticed the only time any kind of energy really kicked in is when the male MC says my name. Now, by the way, in this clip, I'm also letting you hear my standard voiceover because I never take the risk that I won't be introduced well. So I actually have a pre-recorded standard voiceover, regardless of whether I'm MCing or doing a showtime. I use this before I go on to get the attention of the crowd. Now you can also do your own simple VO by recording it on your phone and then transfer it to your computer as an MP3 and then burn the MP3 to CD. Because it's always nice to have that little bit of a recording before you actually come out. It makes you look much more professional, I think. Now for clip number two. This time it's me doing the opening. Now in this short clip, I'm actually using many lessons I've taught you in master classes, and advanced techniques. So, guys, I want you to study it and look out for the lessons. I can tell you already, there is the E-wave technique. There are killer openings. There's multi-sensory engagement, EAM positioning, CBD zone, show me the funny, and misdirection. Because when you spot how I'm using what you've been taught, you'll be able to see how the lessons come to life in actual practical reality. This is where all the lessons start to come together, and you can see how I add the layers when I perform.
That was an Oscar-winning song. Does anyone know from what year? Didn't think so. What movie? Oh, you guys are good. Pocahontas is correct. Okay, allow me to say hi, introduce myself. My name is Donna. Donna Daniels. Hi. Hi. Wait, I'm coming to this fabulous side over here. Hi. So, what happened? You were the fabulous side. Hi. Such an exciting audience. Now, do you guys know which country I originally come from?
Batam.
Huh? Who said Batam? I give you a clue. Okay, stop. Who said the zoo? You guys are naughty, huh? Very naughty. Originally, I come from down under Australia, but I have to let you guys in on a secret. Altitude Alliance and friends, I love sitting up high. Salam and Hari Raya. Give them a big hand. Congratulations. Now, I must greet you officially in all the languages of Singapore. For our Chinese guests, Gui Lai Bing. Ni hao. Hao. Han hao. Bei chang hao. You don't know how? Malay friends, salam and tan. Any Indian, Vanaka, or of course Namaste, Punjabi, Sasrikal. But I have to tell you guys, India is not the only country famous for cows. Hong Kong also got famous cow. Macau, you are good, darling. Russia got famous cow. Moscow, you are fabulous. And Singapore got two famous cows. Two. Cow Bay, cow boo.
So now let's move on to clip number 3. The same thing here, I want you guys to just look at the lessons. The lessons in this short little clip, there's a little bit of the art of the spin, multi-sensory engagement, energy shifts, killer openings. And guys, remember this was an auditorium setting, so it's not easy to get the audience to participate.
Change the light bulb. Ooh, you guys are good. Right arm down to the right. Right arm. Look down. Now you're going to turn the tap. And you notice when you do this, change the light bulb, turn the tap, there's another body part that also starts to move. So we're going to spin the dryer. Spin the dryer. So let's put it all together. Ready? One, go. One, two, three, go. No wonder you guys are such a high altitude. You are fantastic. Shall we put it to music? Yes. Okay, here we get ready. Here we go.
Now let's move on to clip number 4. Again, many, many lessons are used here. The art of the spin, EAM positioning, multisensory engagement, show me the funny, misdirection, CBD zone, etc.
Now you guys are the best of the best, so I want you to turn to the person next to you. Doesn't matter which side, left or right. Give them a big, warm, altitudinal smile. Oh, that's beautiful. Lovely. I said smile, darling, not a kiss. Turn to the person on the other side. Give them a high five. Say, you're awesome. You're awesome. Now I want you to put your hand on your heart. So I said your heart, not her heart. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to finish on a song. Now this song, oh, look at that on the screen. This song is a motivational song. You guys are the best of the best. You guys are the top achievers, or we want you to become the top achievers. This is your time to shine. This is your moment. So we're going to put the words up on the screen, and I want you guys to sing it with me. This is your moment in time. Put your hand on your heart, guys.
And now for clip number 5. The reason why I've included this clip is because I think the two MCs actually missed out on a great opportunity. They could have done an art of the spin, and they could have built on my closing, and they could have pulled all the energy back to themselves. As I mentioned earlier, this was a motivational event, and I finished on a song called One Moment in Time. Now, if I was emceeing this event, after the performer finished, I would have thanked the Donna Daniels Show while they were taking their bows, and then grabbed the energy and pulled it right back by carrying on the message of the song. For example, yes, Altitude Alliance, as the song said, this is our moment. It is our moment to shine. So give yourselves a round of applause because you guys shine bright like a diamond. And let's give 3 cheers to Altitude Alliance. Hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
I will be, I will be free.
Now, the key points for this module. Key point number 1, to stand out from the competition, you need to have the ability to deliver a multi-layered, multifaceted, nuanced performance. And key point number 2, no one wants to see a one-dimensional screamer or a boring talking head. Now, your action steps are pretty easy for this module. Action step number 1, guys, go back and review your lessons because now you've got something to compare them compare it with in a practical application form. I want you to study the clips, action step number 2. Study the clips and study how the performance is layered. And action step number 3, start building and layering your own MC events, because you're really on your way to building your business, making more money, and living your dreams. Yay! I'll see you soon, guys.